After his ascension into heaven, they and their successors would be the visible face of the one good shepherd. So, overall, the readings focus on God as the one true shepherd, and that the shepherds who stand in his place have a great responsibility in leading his people. You know, in our modern world, we not only see how the prophet Jeremiah's prophecy about shepherds has come true in Christ, but how it also is relatable today to our own shepherds. Now, there are many examples of shepherds in our own times, but for the purposes of this morning, I want to focus on two types that are related: natural shepherds and spiritual shepherds. Both of these kinds of shepherds are to model their love for their flock off of the love of the one good shepherd. Okay, so first, natural shepherds. The natural shepherds are in charge of the flock of their home. These shepherds are the parents of a family. The Second Vatican Council that was held in the 1960s describes the family as the, quote, domestic church, because it is the first place where young baptized Christians should learn about their faith. The family, as we know, is the fundamental building block of society. Further, the family provides the foundation for the continuation and strength of the church among the lay faithful. The father, being the spiritual head of the family, is responsible for laying down his life for his wife and children so they may get to heaven. Furthermore, the mother, equal in dignity to the father, lovingly nurtures the faith life of the children through her example of devotion to her family and her Lord. Now, just as Christ did to his flock, parents are responsible not only for teaching their children morality and the Ten Commandments, but modeling it for them as well. I mean, after all, it's the parents' responsibility to teach their children about the sacredness of the Lord's Day and the necessity of attending Mass and frequenting the sacrament of confession. Holy parents will raise holy children. On their judgment days, God will ask parents individually if they did all that they could to bring their children to heaven. Yet, the children are not off the hook. Once we are old enough to live on our own, the responsibility rests fully on us. We are responsible for our daily prayer life, our knowledge of the faith, our closeness to the sacraments. We cannot put the blame on the past or others if we are lazy now in our faith, only ourselves.